we talk about Avodas Hashem, it's a little complex. The Mishnah in Perek Avos says, in the second Perek, Rebbe Yehuda Nasi says, Ezu hi derech shiavor lo ha'adam. What's our path? What's the path that we should be choosing? So he says, Kol shi tiferet lo oseha, v'tiferet lo min ha'adam. Should be tiferet lo oseha, v'tiferet lo min ha'adam. So the first part, or for me, the second part of Tiferet Lo Min HaAdam, that people are going to see you when you're choosing actions, and it's going to, there's a certain Tiferet, there's a certain dignity. There's a certain, when we talk about Tiferet, we talk about the Ribono Shalom, saying that we were chosen, that through me, through us, God will be, the splendor will be shown. So we just finished Parsha Tetzaveh, which a lot of, part of that, of the Begadim, was L'chavod L'tifaret, was the idea, as much as sometimes in the world that we're in, there's too much of a focus on the outer appearance, and it's way too much of how you dress, and the public image that you do show, but the Torah tells us that it's important. The Torah tells us the importance of the Begadim. The Sefer Achinuch, my son quoted over Shabbos, the Sefer Achinuch that says his well-known idea of Achariya Pehulot Nimshachim Alevot, there is social psychology behavior, the idea of being able, social behavioral, that when you look at the clothes that you do dress, if you dress like a shlumpf, then you'll feel like a shlumpf. And that's what the Sefer Achinuch says. Sefer Achinuch says it's like wearing tefillin. The Kohen Gadol, even though he wore tefillin also, but it's supposed to remind us of tefillin, just like the tefillin reminds us of our achrayut, of being an Eved Hashem, so to the begadim, it's a certain level of the importance of, for the outside also. Within that comes also the question where the founder of the Daf Yomi, Rav Meir Shapira, asked. There's a medrash on this week's parsha, it's a medrash Tanchuma, that says, Psal lecha, Hashem says, Psal lecha to Moshe Rabbeinu, because the first luchot were given publicly. And they had the Ayin Hara, Shalta b'Ayin Hara, v'nishtabru aluchos. V'kan b'luchot shniot, Hashem says, Psal lecha, ein lecha yafeh min atzniut. Sh'ne'emar ma Hashem doresh mimcha, ki masot mishpat, v'avat chesed v'atznei lechem. The question that Rabbi Meir Shapira asked is, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give the Luchot Rishonot so publicly if he knows there's a concept of Ayin Hara? Why is he giving it in such a public fashion? And he explained that we just finished saying Havdalah last night. There's Hamavda ben Koresh L'chol ben Or L'choshech ben Yisrael Amim. And what is the difference, what he calls as a Havdalah Gluya and Havdalah Smuya? There's a difference between the light and darkness. That everyone, when you talk about night and dark, I was teaching my son, who's in second grade, we did the first two Mishnayos and Maseches Brachos yesterday. And you're talking about the difference between Alot HaShachar, what's the difference between Shechiva, according to Rabbi Eliezer, according to the Chachamim. Everybody knows, animals know the difference between, I'm not comparing my son to an animal, right? Everybody knows the difference between being Or L'choshech, that's a Havdalah Gluya. As opposed to when he talked about Havdalah being Kodesh L'chol, sometimes, it's not as clear. And that's what the Medrash, there's a Medrash that's quoted by the Akedah, by the Yalkut Shimoni, by Yom HaShlishi, by Yisa Avraham et Einav. What did he see? Ra'a Anan Kashur Bahar. He saw the cloud that was tied to the mountain. He says, Domili, that is the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to sacrifice my son. Says Yitzchak. He said to Yitzchak, do you see what I see? Ro'eh Atam Mashani Ro'eh. Amar lo, he said, yes. And then he turned to the two ne'arav. Ro'im atem ma'ashani ro'ed. Do you see what I see? Amru lo lav. We don't see it. Therefore he says, since the chamor doesn't see, v'atem inchem ro'im, shvu lachem po, ima chamor. The Medrash is saying that there's this concept called havdalah smuya, not being able to see. The Kodesh HaChol, sometimes it's not as clear. And that's where Meir Shapiro Milublin explained. The reason why the Torah was given in such a public way is because sometimes it's not clear. What type of Havdalah are we supposed to be? Are we supposed to be the Havdalah that it's clear as day? That when we're acting, we say, Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu. When people see us, they say, wow! Ashreinu your parents, Ashreinu your Rebbeim, Ashreinu the way you act. Or are you supposed to be like Moses Mendelssohn? Supposed to be put on tefillin at home. And then there's no longer Moshe, you're Moses. People don't know you. You know, it's not so clear that you're a Yid. And that's the point of the Ribbono Shel Olam giving us the Torah. It's got to be clear as day. The begadim have to be that when we're doing it, it's not a matter of a black and white begadim. It's a matter of how you dress. On a certain level, to be able to say, I identify as a Ben Torah. However, there's a nuance here. There's a nuance from two sides which I want to conclude with. The first nuance is the idea that it's, as I had started off, it's Kol Shetiferet Le'oseha V'Tiferet Lo Min Ha'Adam. We talked about now, at some level, the Tiferet Lo Min Ha'Adam, how people see you. The nuance is on two sides of the coin. Number one is the idea that it's the first part of the Mishnah, Tiferet Le'oseha. It's got to be within you. And that, I quoted on Friday night, there's a Rav Kook in Olat Ra'ayah that explains that your tefillah is called Avodah Shebelev. And therefore, sometimes you think Tiferet Lo said, so it's got to be about the pleasure principle, it's got to be about me. Rav Kook explained the Gemara in Brachos that says that when you daven, you have to daven in a bayit sheyesh bo chalonot. And the reason he said that is because if my tefillah is only about the osel, only about me, then there's a chisaron in my avodah shebelev. I have to be affected. What's going on? I got to keep my eyes open of what's going on. On Friday, there was a terrible pigua in Rami Levi, where a Talmud of the Mechina, if you don't know, the show posted that she's very close to the parents, that a Yid was killed for being a Yid. Tovia Yanai Weissman Hashem Yikom Damo. This has got to be the question. We're so dumbed down to it. When we had the rockets before Tzuk Eitan, before Oferet Yitzuka, that everyone says, Tehillim, we have to be aware within our Avodas Hashem, the Bayit Sheish Bo Chalonot, within the Osel, to also what's going on outside, to be able to be affected what's going on outside, and to make sure that within our Avodat Hashem, that we're taking advantage of this. The last nuance, which is just as important, is what the Medrash says, that sometimes Kodesh and Chol, it's not as clear. It's not as clear. This is definitely clear. To be affected, what's going outside, that we should have more tefillah and more Talmud Torah, le'ilui nishma, to be able to make the Chil Hashem of a Yid being killed, to make more of a Kiddush Hashem. There was an article in the paper of the Mishtara. There's a program called Ma'aminim B'Mishtara. To say, to be able to, I didn't get to read the full article over Shabbos, but part of it were people that had been messed over by the Mishtara. There was a person, a mitnachel from Amona. I don't know if people know the story of with Amona where they're hit by sticks. And as opposed to just having the rage, he said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to become part of the Mishtara. And therefore make sure that I'm going to make the Chevra better and make the Mishtara part of Mishtaret Hashem. But the last point, which is just as important as the first two points, which is number one, you having the begadim, making sure that you carry yourself with dignity, mibachutz, making sure that when your mibifnim is also mityaches to the machutz, understand what's going on inside, and it's a message for us. Most important could very well be something that happened in yeshiva last week that people didn't pay attention to, which is the concept of net spark. The concept of what I just talked about, this certain distinction between Kodesh and Chol. But there is no distinction here between Kodesh and Chol. This is pure question of Tumah versus Tahara. I think some people were just lazy and said, you know what, it's not so important. I'm not so ridiculously extreme to have a filter on my phone. And I think some of it was laziness. If it was an ideological thing, I think it's something, okay, you have to think about it. But I'm coming both from the laziness element and also the ideological piece. Meaning, I practice what I preach. And the concept of knowing any second it could come and be able to come. You're in the middle of working through tough sugyot of ideology, of chumash, of being able chet ha'ego, tafka. Rav Soloveitchik has a long article that the chet ha'ego that is shayach now is that it's the avodah zarah of worshipping man. Maybe you think you're too great that you don't need a filter. I'll tell you, I don't think I'm too great. I think everyone has to know of how important it is. Part of your avodah of osel is to make sure that you know that not only you filter how you speak, but that we are able to have this ability. It's not a lot of money. If anybody has a question of money, please come and speak to me. I'll speak to the Rosh Hashiva. It's not a matter of money. It's a matter of being able to know. You're talking to people that embrace modernity, embrace going and being able to use the Facebook and the FaceTime and full technology straight through. You have to do it b'chokhmah, b'kedusha, u'v'tahara.